The sweetest flower ever grown was the violet. There once were more, but she grew alone, little violet. Now she just sees me standing there, won't come too close unless I wear your sweater, little violet. Not just a flower blooming in the evening, her black hair gleaming in the sun. Oh, her shy voice is so misleading, in the cold air she can run. In the cold air she can. Not just a flower blooming in the evening, her black hair gleaming in the sun. Oh, her shy voice is so misleading, in the cold air she can run. In the cold air she can run. Little violet, little violet, little violet, little violet. Oh, come on out of your igloo, girl. I've got to make you see you haven't lost your world. Oh, no. They're coming home. Oh, don't be afraid to be alone. Oh, you got me here and they're almost home. Oh, no. They're coming home. Oh, just like a flower needs the sun to bloom, I'll leave the light on in your ribbon room. Go to sleep, little violet, they'll be home soon. Oh, little violet, show me a little mercy, violet. I'm just trying to keep you safe on the ground. Go try to fly high above the west, little violet. Blow away on the wind, make sure you fly south. Oh, little violet. Oh, don't be afraid to be alone, violet. I'm just trying to keep you safe on the ground. You got it real good out here, little violet. But I still see you searching for a way to get out. Oh, little violet. The sweetest flower ever grown was the violet. There once were more, but she grew alone, little violet. Now she just sees me standing there, won't come too close unless I wear your sweater, little violet, little violet, little violet, little violet. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Rick, give awesome. Me the music. Cool.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in beautiful Reno, Nevada. Biggest little city in the world. We're here for Women's March. And today joining me on the show, Rachel McElhaney, who you just heard at the top of the show. I got my wife here, Mikey Shame from the Shames and the Subtitles. We got Cadillac Kim in the room. Chewbacca's back. Woo! Dogwater Dick.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
We're going to have some fun today.
Fuck yeah. Oh,
that was really good, Nick.
Good job.
That was a lot of powerful women.
Yeah.
Totally. It's awesome.
Feels good.
I don't remember when we've been outnumbered.
by women in here. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
You like it, Chewy?
I do like it.
It's a nice change.
I like it too.
A bunch of stinky dudes in here.
Yeah. We smell better.
I know, it's going to smell way better after the show.
It's like flowers.
Yeah. I don't know that. The last couple of shows, it was really hot in here. We had to open the window. It was like...
Sounded hot.
Like, there was, like, all these, like, bands that had been recording for, like, weeks at a time. And I'm like, God, it smells like bands in here. So we open the window.
I smelled like bands. Smelling.
Yeah, it's a...
bands.
Yeah. I bet you did. You probably smelled like a band van.
Yeah.
You just came back from...
a little... roundabout way, Salt Lake City, Idaho.
Who are you?
Freeport Music Fest.
Oh, Rachel.
Sorry. I'm Rachel. I thought we introduced her.
Well, but I want the audience to know this voice. This voice is Rachel. That was a beautiful song, by the way.
Thank you so much.
That was great.
I was very nervous when you're like, you're starting.
Oh, yeah, we didn't tell you that. Like, and you go first.
Just start
singing.
So you still get nervous?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. This
was when I got here early and Rick was like, oh, yeah, you're the first one here. I was like, no.
I know, I texted you and I was like, you don't have to be there that early. But it's just you.
I'll just be nervous in the kitchen, okay?
Aw.
I'm so happy to be here, though.
I'm super happy.
Thank you for having me.
Last time you were here, you had to hang out in Rick's room.
Yeah.
You did?
I know, it's awful, isn't it? Talk about a smell.
Failure machine?
Terrible.
That was for the failure interns.
Yep.
She's got a friggin' saxophone.
That was
fun. You can't
fun.
Just stick that in the room with everything else.
That was fun.
Did Buster Blue ever come on the show?
No.
No.
We talked about it. I know. I agree.
I got some recorded stuff we can play. If we ever do one of those shows where we don't have a guest and we got to just play music.
Just pretend like
we used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Pretend like Buster Blue got back together and like,
I would love it. I'll be part of pretending.
Yeah. We've had members, but we've never had the whole group.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was like 20 members. So
yeah, so it's not hard to have
a member.
It's hard to have like 3/5 of them here.
Only a couple of them don't live in Reno anymore.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We get the band back together, except
the two vocalist guitar players.
That's not important.
Oh, wait, no, you were the vocalist. You were a vocalist.
Dude, all that's left is like bass, chain, and sax.
And saxophone.
But you sang on quite a few of those songs.
I didn't sing actually that much on some Buster Blues stuff. I had my little handful of little things, but I sing a lot more now.
Yours were my favorite.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope nobody else is listening to this.
No, I
hope they are.
I enjoyed the show with you and Spencer.
That was really fun with Failure Machine and our
I had so many people afterwards be like, that was such a great episode.
Totally.
Oh, awesome.
It was a great episode.
That was so much fun hanging out and trying to play my saxophone in your little room. I feel like it's so loud and boomy. I'm like scared to, like, I'm going to rattle everything off the shelves.
I'm pretty sure you'll
and now you brought now you brought the tiniest, brought quietest the, yeah. thing you could find.
Still a baritone though.
How many instruments do you play?
Well, I mean, I can play all the saxophones, but when you can play one, you know, like it's a little different.
Name
like,
them.
Breath. So, you know, there's
how many saxophones are there?
Alto, tenor, barry. You know, I haven't played a soprano, and I haven't had much interest to
Which
play.
Which one's your favorite?
Oh, the baritone.
Yeah,
I would love to play
she
a bass.
Deep.
There's an amazing woman in a band called the Hooten Hollers, and she kills it on the bass sax. And I would love to have one of those, but for now, baritone.
Is that a gigantic saxophone?
Oh, yeah.
Or what?
It's like way bigger than mine. And I
like how big is it?
Like it has to be like a foot or two bigger than the bass sax.
Wow.
Yeah,
baritone
sax like
hit
the ground.
Yeah, anyone listening who knows what a bass sax
does
actually
hang nice
is compared,
and
well, no, I've never.
I'm gonna YouTube it later.
Yeah. Oh, there's the saxophones get ridiculous as far as how big they get. But then I love
it's like the size of an SUV.
Yeah, about that. Okay. Yeah, just like a small boat.
That's right.
Cool.
That just you have
to like
your mouth.
Climb into
yeah, yeah.
it and like.
Yeah. Wow. I love it though. I've always been like bass everything. I play bass clarinet, baritone ukulele. I've got my voice is a little lower today than usual, but I've got a low lady voice.
I think the name of this episode is, the name of this episode is going to be all about that bass.
All about that lady bass.
Lady bass. All about that lady bass.
Hello, can you go?
But a little bass, a little accordion too. I love the accordion, but mostly saxophone is my instrument for sure.
You play accordion?
Yeah, I have a couple accordions, and I love playing them. I'm not great.
I think accordion players are like magicians. Like, I don't know how you can do all those things at once.
It's a lot.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah,
with the dancing and the kicking.
I don't consider myself an accordion player, but I can play a little.
Accordions are hot as fuck, though. Anyway,
how many bands have you been in? Not that we know of. Just in general.
Well, so. My first band was Flying Weenies in high school. Shout out to high school, my high school friends.
That's a really good name, actually.
And I played bass.
Was it the sausage party? Was it all dudes?
Oh, yeah. It was all dudes, okay. And then me and my sister. And we were like ska before I had even known what ska was. I don't know what this is, but go for it.
It's just because you had a bunch of horns.
Yeah,
so just like...
my sister played trumpet. I played bass. I didn't even play saxophone. Oh, okay. And we were super big at the talent show, and then we had our own little show at this church in Gardnerville, and we were all exciting.
Oh,
I have a bunch of t-shirts still.
You're from there, huh? You're from Gardnerville?
Oh yeah,
that's
from Gardnerville. And then after that, moved up to college, and I was in Buster Blue. I was in all the school bands, of course. Since sixth grade, I've been in every school band.
I'd say Buster Blue is beyond a school band.
Buster Blue, we all went to school together, and we grew up together. Most of us grew up together at the same time, and we all were in band together. And then Brian moved up here before I did, and he's like, I want a folk band. And I was like, all I can do is play saxophone. And he's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I've seen you guys pack the Zephyr a few times, which wasn't tough, but it was pretty awesome.
Zephyr
great shows.
It was really
Buster
fun.
Blue was like a thing.
Y'all
were like a little bit groundbreaking as far as I feel like possibly before your time, like
yeah,
we all fucking loved Buster Blue.
I loved it too.
And now that is what folk bands do.
Yeah. That's still a huge special place in my heart. And I've told Brian.
Mine too.
I've told Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
I'm ready for it. It's been long enough. We can have a reunion.
Everybody would fucking love
it. Even, people would freak
actually,
out.
Oh,
we
even
would all
people
freak
in Boise,
the fuck out.
That we knew were like, what's Buster Blue? Where's Buster Blue when they're coming back?
Yeah. I know. People still talk. People still ask me about it. People still talk about it.
That's cool.
Do you remember that show we went to in 2011?
That's so funny.
Buster Blue, that was their name.
Oh my gosh.
When are they going to play again? And
I feel like it's been a long while.
When was your last show with Buster Blue? Like 2012?
Oh gosh. Yeah. No, it was after 2012. It was just before Brian left, and we did like a farewell, we're kicking his ass out of Reno kind of show.
I had like one of those Facebook memories. Thanks, Facebook, for reminding me of my drunk nights out. But yeah, I had a Facebook memory come up recently of your last show.
Nice.
And I didn't realize it was your last show.
Yeah.
I think it was at like St. James or something.
Yeah. It was
like
St.
The last
James.
Show that
was
I saw
a fun spot to be. I love that band so much, and I would get back in a heartbeat to it. But Failure Machine has become like that.
We're all talking about the past. Here,
I know.
The,
well,
the
and
present.
I love
present.
It.
Hello,
that's,
Failure cool. Machine.
Well, that's like that's totally where red. It's totally where I come from, you know. So I don't mind. Mm-hmm. but everything I've done has just like continued to add to what I'm doing. But Failure Machine has like pushed me where I didn't even think I'd be able to go. Like coming out of Buster Blue, I was like, I just found my voice, sort of. And I tried to kind of hop into a solo project pretty fast. And I agreed to play a show at the Peppermill because I was like, if you're going to do it, just go for it and jump in. And I don't think they'll want me back.
Did you get paid?
I did.
They will want you back.
I got paid.
At the Terrace Lounge?
It wasn't
like
great.
Like one of those gigs?
Yeah, it was not great. But I was so fresh off of Buster Blue. I was like, heck yeah, I can play for that long. I thought I was going to die by the end.
It does,
just
you
by yourself.
It's like 4 hours
I've only
or
sung. I realized I only sang like 3 songs in Buster Blue, and I sang for 4 hours for 4 nights. I was like,
it is. Have any of you ever
jumped
been to
in
those,
a little off
to those Peppermill shows?
Yeah. How much material
they play
did
for
you
fucking
have to...
ever?
Well, so that was like it's 4 sets, mm-hmm. And so I just kind of like was like, all right, here we go. I just like learned a bunch of songs, what I thought was okay, and like, but listening back to when I was practicing for that, I was like, wow, I still hadn't figured my voice out yet, and maybe I even still haven't, but. The energy that Failure Machine has, and just, you know, coming out of being part of their horn section to being their singer, it's mine too. Yeah. It's mine now too. Yeah. But to like being, you know, up front has been a huge change for me and a lot for me to like step out of, you know, like not being as confident as I should be probably.
Yeah, because you should like be.
It's always been a great band, but you brought a lot to it. It really sounds good.
Thank you so much.
You have an amazing voice.
Yeah. You seem confident when you're doing it.
That's awesome. I think it's all my like adrenaline just pumping, like, go for it.
Whatever works.
And then I just hope that it's okay after.
I love watching you like kind of like lose yourself in that. And, like, especially like, well, like when you play with a band, like with Failure Machine, you guys all have like really good chemistry and you play off each other. And
I love those guys.
You just get down.
I'm not just saying it because I hope that they listen. I really love those
guys. If they don't listen, they're assholes.
Yeah.
We love you.
If
they don't listen to this ever, then fuck them.
Yeah.
And if they never hear about this, and especially.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But if they do, they're cool dudes.
Yeah.
If you ever hear about
me saying this, then you're awesome.
Yeah.
But the last time I saw you was actually at Picnic the night Elise fucked her ankle up.
Oh, yeah.
Which you reminded me about tonight.
I just played a little bit for that.
For the Grimfest showcase thing.
Yeah.
Which was
really fun.
So fun.
That was really fun.
That was a good night.
I love that. Every show we've had for that has been really fun.
And when is the next one?
The next one should be the third Thursday of April.
Okay. And then the next one will be Grimfest.
All
right. Cool. Are you good to tell us some details about Grimfest? Because I know it's kind of like top secret right now.
So it was released on the location by Grimfest itself. So I feel like it's okay. But I do remember, the Grimfest stories put it up that it's going to be out at Moon Rocks.
Yes, it is at Moon Rocks. And what night is it going to be?
Memorial Day weekend. That's in May, right?
It's two nights, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's over the same weekend as Mary Anarchy.
It is, yeah. I know it's kind of hard.
And Larry's Flask.
I know.
Shit!
It's hard, yeah. It's hard to pick a weekend.
You guys are Saturday and Sunday or Friday, Saturday?
Friday, Saturday.
Oh, so it was Mary Anarchy.
Yeah.
It's Friday, Saturday.
And I think they were cool. Friday.
Yeah. They were cool to think of it, though, because normally we have Mary Anarchy the second or third week.
Like Mother's Day weekend-ish, right?
But this year we had to have it. That was the only weekend we could get.
Mm-hmm.
And lucky and blessed to share it with Larry and his
Holy flat. Shit, right?
That's but awesome. Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I think if they even considered Mary Anarchy a thing about it, they were probably just like, we do it on Memorial Day weekend. That's after Mary Anarchy.
I think Memorial Day weekend is a really good weekend for Mary Anarchy, actually.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, except people like to get out of town.
I don't.
I've done it a couple times on Memorial Day weekend.
It is kind of weird, though, like when you're the only one here, like for Memorial Day or Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to find stuff to do and you're like, everybody's camping. And
it's like Burning Man, everybody leaves.
I know, like I don't like to camp. So I'm like,
why not?
It's just a lot of work. I don't like to sleep on the ground. I feel like it's like kind of a pain in the ass. If I'm going to camp for more than like 3 nights, I'll do it. But if it's just like a night, I'm like, oh, we have to carry all this stuff out. We have to set the goddamn tent up. We have to bring food out. We got to do all this stuff. And I'm like, that seems like a lot of work for one night.
Yeah.
That's just me. Yeah. I'm like.
Or the desert.
I don't go to Burning Man anymore either for a reason. So,
Because you don't like to poop in the dirt.
Well, no, I mean, like, I was always part of a theme camp.
Poop in the dirt camp.
Poop is a big thing for people that go camping. They're like, I don't want to poop somewhere.
I am concerned about Moon Rocks, but we're going to talk about this later.
Poop before you leave town.
And right when you get back.
And right. On the side of the road.
Wouldn't it be awesome if pooping worked like that? Just call your shot.
Call your shot. Oh,
we missed you, Chewie.
This is great.
God, I hope you got that, Rick.
This is where they all come from.
Well, Rachel, will you play us another song?
Sure, on that note, absolutely.
Good segue, huh?
Yeah.
That's the best segue.
I just love it. Like, I feel like just more like I sing like lullabies, sort of, so it's kind of funny like to go from that to just, okay, now, like, everyone just relax.
I need to poop really bad.
I knew that was coming.
Side note, though, I'm sure that Grimfest's top priority is the pooping.
Okay, good.
My involvement is just one of the bands. My involvement is one of the bands. The masterminds are hard at work. I'm just in one of the bands.
All right.
Okay.
I can't stop laughing either.
I know.
Here's a lullaby.
This song is pooping. Not about poop.
Have I always been a liar? I don't think so, but that could be a lie. Can't help it when my mind opens fire. My lips set the flames, but I can't say why. Now I'm lying, lying, lying myself into the ground. Oh, I'm just lying, lying, lying myself into the ground. Oh, I will go the only way I know how to go. I've done enough flying round here. Asking the truth, and that's no lie. Can't tell who's come to watch me expire. They're all just gonna leave me where I lie. Oh, I've gotta unwind what's not mine. I'm tired of lying round. Catch me when I lie. I know you can't, I know you won't, cause I've seen you try. You just let me lie down, my hands breaking the ground, I cry. Oh, why can't you catch me when I fall? I'm lying up to my knees and I'm breaking them all. Oh, why can't you say goodbye? Cause I'm lying, lying, lying myself into the ground. Oh, I'm just lying, lying, lying myself into the ground. Oh, I will go anywhere that I don't know. I'm tired of lying around here.
Mm. Yay.
Nice.
Well, that was nice.
Thank you.
I know, right?
I totally forgot about poop.
I forgot all about poop.
Wow,
yeah. And you had to bring it back, Nick.
I didn't think I would be able to stop laughing.
I forgot about it too, but
I actually,
now I'm not.
I think I was a little distracted because I started thinking about that, and then I switched up that song completely. I didn't play any part in order by accident. I was like, okay, what's coming up next? Just go for that.
This is the poop episode. I'm not going to call it that, but still, okay. It's totally the
You brought it up.
It's healthy. Hopefully everybody does it.
Yeah. If not, go see a doctor.
Fucking A. Fucking A. Also joining us today is beautiful Mikey. Ooh. Shame.
Hi.
I'm Mikey.
Mikey's here.
Mikey's here.
We love when Mikey's
I haven't seen Mikey in a while.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Namaste.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Yes.
So she's here to tell us some things going on in her life and what in the city of Reno. And what do you got to report on there, babe?
Okay. So we have the Shames coming up for Mary Anarchy on, we already talked about, the 25th and the 26th of May. And I wanted to kind of put it out there that we're looking for donations for the raffle and for the silent auction. So if any artists or anybody that has anything that they think would be good for the raffle or the silent auction, we would like to take you up on that. So
can you tell us what Mary Anarchy is about in case any of our listeners don't know like what Mary Anarchy is?
Our great friend Marianne Soda, she was a good friend of mine, and also she was Nick's wife. She passed away several years ago, and she was a really great proponent of music and Reno and and kindness and love and everything that you want in a friend.
She's a great friend.
Yeah, she was a great friend to me lot of people.
I like to think of her as the patron saint of Reno music.
Aww. Yeah, she was a promoter, and she also really cared and like would just give you whatever you needed at any moment. And Nick continues to honor her memory by doing Mary Anarchy twice a year. And the summertime one is the one that is like the original part of it, because she passed away, or her birthday was on May 6th.
No, she passed away in May.
So it was May.
And her birthday's December 6th.
December 6th. So we do the winter one.
Okay.
Yeah. And we do the winter one. Sorry, I messed it up. I'm kind of nervous. I'm sweating and my neck is hot.
So December and then May.
I know all of it, but oh, God, here I go.
That's cool. Like, I mean,
she was my great friend. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
okay.
No. That's an amazing story.
She just cooled my neck down just now. But okay. So, but it's a great thing to do and participate in, because if you love music and you love Reno, so did she, and she wanted you to be a part of it.
And
so,
it's a fundraiser to help this one members of our community.
Yep, every time it's a member, it helps members of the community,
and it helps them
time.
Directly versus like a charity where you donate to just some corporation. You're actually donating to a person.
To a person, they actually get the money. And this time is for Brian Smith, who had a heart attack. And it's Faith and Josh's dad or father-in-law.
Oh, shit. And
so,
I didn't know that.
Of Jubs.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're
cool.
Really.
I didn't make that connection.
That's one of the rules of Mary Anarchy is family first.
Yeah, yeah,
so
of course.
When Brian, it was, I didn't have anybody picked out. A person I had asked, respectfully declined. Mm-hmm. They're just, I think somebody else needs it more. And then Brian got sick. And then I was like, I'm doing it for you, Brian. And he's all, thank you. Good.
That's really awesome.
Because he's going to have more surgeries and stuff to deal with.
And so. I very much appreciate the whole, local giving to another, person. Because, people do
and I'm wow.
People donate
really
to
cool
charities and stuff. And then people who actually need money, don't actually see anything.
Yeah.
So people need money on the ground. People need help, at home versus weekend.
Yeah, and they need it now.
They need it now, not in the future.
Yeah. They don't need to go petition people for it. We just give it straight to them.
Yeah.
So, but enough about how much good it does.
It is also
the greatest fucking night of Reno music that we have twice a year.
It's a real big party.
It's so fun.
Two nights.
There's
partying.
1,000 bands, and they just go bam, 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 bam.
Yep.
And it's fucking amazing.
It's fun as fuck. Everybody shows up. Everybody fucking donates. Everybody does raffle prizes and shit. So yeah, I will put that out there.
Cool.
The world.
The lineups have been great lately.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you have a lineup yet?
When has it ever not been good?
I know, you're right.
It's always great.
The lineup gets
amazing.
I mean, Larry and his Flask is unofficially playing Friday night. Just going to throw
it
out
Boss's
there.
Daughter unofficially.
And Boss's
Maze.
That's fun.
But who are the official? What is the official lineup?
Oh, the official lineup, I haven't released yet, but I know the Shames are going to be there.
Which is awesome.
Heck yeah.
Do we know which day?
We just secured the Shames.
Please let it be Friday, so I can see you.
if it is Friday, it'll be before Larry and his Flasks, maybe right before or something.
That would be a really,
I know we have a Lazy Universe is coming down for Portland, which is Stacey Toll's group.
Oh, fuck yeah.
With Hudson, a Stacey Toll from Gunshot Liquor. Strong Women, Reno Women.
Yes.
She is one of the godmothers of Reno rock and roll.
And one of the patrons of this podcast.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love you,
Stacey. Hi, Stacey. I hope
for so many reasons.
You're the best.
Yay!
And she was one
wasn't
of
she one of the first?
Marianne's best friend.
Yes, she, I think she was the second one.
Awesome. How many do we got now? 100 or something?
No, God, I wish. But,
yeah, no, 30. Almost 100.
No,
almost
don't.
30.
No, we don't.
It's 5. it might be 6. It's 5 or 6.
On our Patreon.
We fucking love you all.
Yay! Thank you!
And Rick, oh God, I shouldn't have hijacked this right in the middle of us plugging Marianne.
Let's do Patreon and then get back to Marianne.
Okay.
Well, shame.
So, Dogwater Studios had its taxes done recently.
Oh. Ooh.
And guess what?
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 I owe $1,400.
Oh, ouch.
Ooh. Bam! I talked to my tax guy. She's all, yeah, it says you owe this much money. I'm all, wow, that's really weird. That's never happened before in my life. She's all, do you want to talk to the guy? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to talk to the guy. And he's like, and he started talking to me, and he's all, well, it's going to be, and you got too much of the like, tax stuff. And I'm like, what does that mean? But I just believe him.
I thought Trump was going to be good for small businesses.
1 year to the next.
What I got from trying to understand the bizarre, like, Labrador Retriever things he said at me, because I don't speak tax language, but what I get is that, like, I purchased a whole bunch of stuff a few years ago, and he spaced out those, like, purchases to be taken off my taxes, and now they're all running out, and I haven't bought enough new equipment because I had everything I needed, and so now I'm actually paying full taxes as though I weren't.
Write-offs going on?
That's
yeah,
bullshit.
Apparently, but well, no, and it's
send
just the way
receipts
it works.
For equipment to Dogwater Studios.
I'd like to put a little thing. So yeah, please contribute to our please God contribute to our Patreon so that I can pay the tax bill and also if you owe me money like so many people in Reno, please pay me soon.
Now's
yeah.
the time.
So yeah,
that's our Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
Normally, our Patreon commercial is much more fun than this.
No,
we really. Scary. Need fucking money. Come on.
This scary and real. Awful. This and I have until April 19th yeah. to. And if I don't, then Uncle Sam is going to come and take a big shit on my face.
So we're not asking.
Is that good or bad?
This really is the poop episode.
Hey, Rick, you can make a payment arrangement for the government to shit
don't
on your face.
Don't tell him that now.
You're right? Oh. Well, no, and I already like.
Shit on your face in small increments.
Yeah, small increments. I've done that before.
It's
it was
like
nice.
Hamster shit on your face. It's like little pellets.
But Rick, I have an idea.
Yeah.
What if we played the shame song next, and then after I'll talk about Eddie.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay, so patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. You can sign up for a monthly donation or one big donation or
so
whatever
if
you
we
want.
Get a seventh donation, I'll match it.
Fuck okay. yeah. Thank you, Chewy.
Unless it's over $20. I'll look into it.
All right.
I've been
and God
to.
Bless everybody who's
it.
Already a Patreon subscriber. We fucking love you.
Yep. God does bless you. Thank because you. Rick is friends with Jesus.
Bing,
right.
Bing,
bing. And remember.
Jesus loves everyone, but Uncle Rick is his favorite.
So when you're helping Uncle Rick out, you're making Jesus happy.
Making Jesus happy.
He will shine on your fucking household and stuff. Thank you. And your countenance. God bless
and
you and
your
countenance.
It's all that matters.
And your accountant.
And your accountant.
Okay, so right. Shame song.
Let's hear some shames.
We'll be right back.
yeah.
Nice. That was awesome.
Thank you. That was
that
from
so good.
Thank you. That was from the 45 we put out, and it was something sticky. And that
that's
was
that's actually the title.
Something
she's not,
title
yeah. she's
that,
not describing
that,
it.
Something sticky.
Something sticky
that, that was the title of the record. And I put that in there because that was a song called Blaze, which was we wrote for Jess Blaze. That was our buddy from Jubs. And it ties kind of into Marianarchy, where, and that was from the record that we made several years ago. But you only got to hear it if it was on a if you bought the record, yeah. So you can
so that
have that
still
treat.
For sale out there somewhere.
We have some records left, yeah. A few records left, but that's just a treat for you.
Where can
for
you get
the
them?
Radio.
That's awesome.
Come to the show, Marianarchy.
Absolutely.
That's just Blaze right there. Yeah. Let's listen to Jess
yeah.
again.
Do it again.
Aww, from man. Heaven.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Love you, Jess.
Sounds like a good time up there.
No, it is.
So many departed friends.
That's awesome.
So next, I wanted to talk about Eddie and the Subtitles, and we're lucky enough to play Debaucherino, which is at Jubs on April 13th and 14th, and it's put on by Pete Manchetti, who is doing the 25th anniversary of Sticker Guy.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So, I'm so excited for that. I wish I was going.
Everybody in this town has had their lives changed by Sticker Guy.
Pretty it's true.
Yeah. I mean,
awesome. And all over the country, too. I mean,
fuck.
Yeah. Not just this town, but yeah.
No, of course not. But, I mean, but us especially.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's like.
We were touched by him first.
Fuck, right. And closest.
You were touched by Pete first.
I mean, he could actually touch us. Because we're
where,
right here.
Where did he touch you?
Right.
At the Ryland
Point
Street
on this
basement.
Doll.
That makes sense. And so there are many, many great bands playing, but the Mummies, the Spits.
I can't fucking believe the Mummies are playing here.
Midnight Snacks.
You guys, the Mummies
the
never play.
Why don't we have tickets?
They're all sold out, but there's a couple Reno bands on the bill. There's Slow Wow, Alphabet Cult, and Cyril from the Shames is in that band.
Yeah, that's a great band.
And Dissidence is also playing. And there's a pre-party at Hideout.
I'll
and,
go to that.
Yeah.
That's all I can afford to go to.
But Eddie and the Subtitles, Eddie is an awesome punk rocker, you know, from the 80s, and he did really well in L.A. and back in the day. And there's a documentary that's being made about him with Travis and Nick.
Yes.
They're working on it. And Eddie is a rad songwriter, and he's
fucking amazing.
He continues to always bring new songs to practice all the time. That's like awesome. So much that, you know, it's hard to keep up because he's like always thinking and writing.
Is he like 70 years old or something?
I think he's 68.
68. Oh, yeah.
Can I ask a question? Are you playing at Debaucherino as the Shames or
no,
with
Eddie and the
Subtitles?
Okay. So this is the other band that I'm in.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
But Penny and I are in the Shames, and we're both in Eddie and the Subtitles.
Cool. Okay.
And am I going too fast? Is it
and,
too
fast? No, you're fine.
Scott the guitarist.
I was going to introduce the next song. I'm all blah.
I want to tell Kim, Scott the guitarist from Slow Wow, because we saw him at Travis's thing.
Well, not your thing.
At Travis's
your
birthday.
Your show at Travis's birthday.
Yeah, one to do.
He's our drummer in Eddie and the Subtitles.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and Spencer Benavides was the drummer.
Yeah.
I think he's on the record we're going to hear, right?
Spencer is the drummer on the recording you're going to hear. And
Circle of Life.
This is I Hate You. And guess who it's about? The President of the United States.
Oh, I hate him too.
Which one?
The Cheetah.
The current one.
The Cheetah? Oh, Cheeto. I'm he's like, Cheetahs are cool as fuck. Cheetos, maybe not so much. I like Cheetahs.
I do like Cheetahs.
Cheetahs are
you're right. I misspoke.
I know. That one, we all knew who
he's
you were talking
cool
about.
He's not as cool as a cheetah.
He's not as cool as a cheetah.
What was I thinking?
Not as cool as any cat.
It's kind of hard to figure out where Eddie is politically.
This is what happens when you're all hot. And anyways, hit it, Rick.
You never pay no income tax. All your friends are gone. You sacrifice. All you need is Twitter. You need a babysitter. Your pensions are being run by your daughter and your son. You don't care. You're highfalutin. We all know you work for free. I hate you. 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 We'll
in the studio. Yeah.
God, that was
awesome.
Good.
That was awesome.
Oh, that was so fulfilling.
You know, during Republican administrations, the arts really flourish.
Right?
Yeah.
Really?
That's true. Yeah. That's
they really
true.
Do.
The punk gets better when there's,
yeah.
So better
when there's something to be pissed off about.
Even to bitch about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
So yeah.
George W. Bush was president for a long time. I don't remember anything awesome happening.
Doesn't he seem really
out.
Cool now?
No, but there was a lot of good
there
music.
There was
lots
of good NoFX music.
During the Clinton and Obama administrations, too.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I just don't notice
about,
it.
Think about like the rise of fucking punk rock shit during Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
But imagine if Trump like took up painting after his dumb shit.
Oh my
time
God.
In office. Like, I painted this thing and now I get respect. Like, that would never happen.
Do you think he really gets respect, though? Bush doesn't get really respect. He gets, like, a lot of, like...
He gets respect because Trump's in office.
I was going to say, like, I feel like he gets respect, like, how you give, like, a kindergartner respect. You're like, oh, honey, that's sweet. I'll put this on my fridge.
Now he's just,
like,
the cute little former president. Yeah. Like, oh, George.
Oh, we all harken back to the good old days of George W. Bush's presidency.
Well, because I never thought I'd feel that way because when Bush was elected the second time, I cried. Just thinking
I don't know if
about
I was old enough to cry, but
looking at him now, like he's on talk shows and he's painting and doing all these things.
I know, he was like on Jimmy Kimmel or some shit.
Yeah,
like
a regular
what?
Human being, and it's really weird because our president's such a douchebag.
I cried when our douchebag cunt president. That's fine. We're not on like the actual radio. We can say curse words all we want. our douchebag cunt president. I cried when he was elected.
Oh. Yeah, me too.
I think all of the women in this room did at least.
That was
I cried.
Yeah,
because he's not good for feminism. He's not good for women. Yep. So
I laughed maniacally.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
that was my reaction.
I went out in the street and I'm like are
what
we
the
in,
fuck?
The, are we in,
is this real life?
Is this real life? Yeah.
I cried.
Wait, weren't you guys here?
Oh.
Rachel, I remember exactly.
Where
No. I was with Failure Machine. I think
it's one of those when things like
on election night.
Election night. No, it wasn't everybody. It was just Spencer and
not me. I don't think.
No, but Spencer. I was here with Spencer.
Spencer for sure.
Totally.
Probably.
I was here when it was happening, and I remember us like we're recording, and then it was like looking at the cell phone and going it looks like, and I'm like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
That's who I was with when I got to find that information out.
Good Lord!
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, did you guys hug each other and comfort each other? Or like
we all just kind of laughed. Like this is gonna be.
I wanted to picture you and Spencer comforting each other. That's what I wanted to picture, but you had to ruin it for me.
Sexually.
Exactly.
This makes me sad. Can I have a beer?
Yeah, Mr. Production Assistant Brandon.
He's putting his phone down right now.
We don't
Thank
call
you.
Him the intern anymore. He is wonderful. We love Brandon.
Oh, he's not the intern.
No,
he set up the entire show by himself today.
He graduated. He's a real boy now. Yeah. We call him Brandon.
Oh. Brandon.
Is he the one that got the
Brandon.
Name at Christmas?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
You were here.
Gift.
He's a real boy now.
That was really nice
of
you guys.
We'll get to see him when he walks in.
So Shrek doesn't get a real name until Christmas this year. So Shrek's been here for like, what, a year and a half now, Rick?
I wonder what his name is.
No, not quite a year.
Not quite a year?
I don't
think
he's made it through all the holidays.
He has a real name, but we can't speak it because...
Can we try to guess it?
Tell you after the show. If you really
Jeremy?
Want to know.
It's not Jeremy.
It has two syllables, but only three letters.
Ralphie?
Oh. Ralphie, yes. That's his real name. We're going to call him that.
Better than
nickname.
Shrek.
No, I like Shrek. Shrek is good. And he likes it too, so it's fine.
Speaking of the politics and stuff, the kids this weekend went out.
Yeah.
Thank God for the fucking kids.
Was anybody out marching? I got to witness it.
No.
Hey, Brandon, did you go marching? I'm PA Brandon. Did you go marching? You didn't do the march?
Okay. No, that's our fucking stone generation right there. Did you make a change? No.
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 I am hella proud of the kids.
What did that change exactly?
I am too.
They're doing something. They're like at least.
Well, at least they're speaking up. And
in a couple
getting,
years,
trying
they'll
to
be
get
voting.
Attention
so.
Of people and
like
trying
kids,
to get kids to vote.
Yeah, kids see that shit's fucked up and they're tired of their parents like ruining shit and they're like, fuck this. We're going to do something about it.
Yeah,
and
well, I feel like everyone's afraid of a real movement. Like,
Look
at, like,
when was the last time
look
we
at
actually
past
had one?
Movements. Yeah,
I know.
Like,
yeah.
This is a real one.
I'm so jaded. There's just shooting after shooting after shooting and nothing ever changes.
Yeah, but.
Nothing ever changes.
Nah, I think something's gonna happen.
I really hope so. But
I think so. Well, shit's already changed.
Last show I was here for, Rick, you were talking about running around the forest on drugs, shooting guns with people.
Right. And, the, okay. and none of
so
those,
no,
here,
none of
me,
those
okay.
were assault rifles.
Yes. Okay. I have no problems with people running around on drugs, shooting at things that aren't actually people. I don't necessarily. Uh-huh. Okay, maybe drugs and guns.
No
don't.
People.
No, no.
Would
people.
You like to revise that statement?
Wait a minute. I don't.
Shooting at things that aren't people. Shoot at all kinds of shit you yeah. want. Just don't shoot at people.
Well, yeah.
Don't
I agree with
like
that.
Buy fucking like.
I think shooting at people is already illegal.
But you yeah, know what I mean? Like, don't let like 17-year-old kids go out and buy like a fucking assault rifle. That's
I don't think you can.
Bullshit. You can
when you're 17.
Yes, you can in Nevada. Absolutely. Yeah, you can when you're like 13 in most
what,
states.
So what they need to make illegal probably is shooting at people is what you're saying.
Well, that's already illegal.
Well, then, fuck, problem solved.
I read that you can buy a rifle in Nevada if you're 18 and mm-hmm. you can buy a handgun in Nevada if you're 21.
Mm. But you can buy the fact and, that you can buy a rifle and not before you can buy a handgun and yeah. when causes more damage. When a rifle is different from an AR rifle. A
right.
rifle for hunting or like a
that's, we're not
single
talking about
bolt
that,
action
rifle. Or the yeah. kids aren't talking
and
about that.
And my opinion yeah. is that like I want to own weapons so that I could defend myself against
sure.
someone that's trying to hurt me.
Yeah, fuck
yeah.
it.
And
also,
you have a right built into the Constitution
yeah, sure.
to do
yeah.
that.
That's
and
cool.
also, if the government or some fucked up shit happens and I need to have weapons yeah. to defend myself, I want to have them. But I think that the most common sense rules need to come into place where it's like, and I mean, some states have passed rules that are good, that yeah. are like, you know, mentally ill people can't
right.
own guns.
There's no more gun violence there?
No. They've like taken certain baby steps, right? Like everyone needs to look at certain common sense. Every state
yeah.
needs to look at certain
common sense things
rules,
are important.
Rules
yeah.
like, you know, no mentally ill people.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Being able to get and people that have domestic yeah. violence and
sure.
and any kind of violence in their past where they have stalked people,
yeah.
you know.
Or assaulted
somebody. Assaulted people, yeah.
Or, with the intent to rob them and shit like that.
You have
that,
to
you
be a responsible person to be a gun owner. And I think
there has
that,
to be a test for that or something. There's got to
yeah.
be
Well, this
like,
last kid was screwed up. Everybody agreed he was screwed up, but there was nothing official that he was screwed up. So there was no
yeah.
reason for him not to be able to buy.
For sure.
That's and the thing that kind of turned me around, because I used to be super like, everybody should be able to have whatever kind of gun and we'll just deal
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
But the thing that turned me around was that one shooting at the gay club where like 50
yeah.
some people got killed
yeah. Yeah,
and I just thought to myself, if there weren't assault rifles, it might have been 6 or 10 instead of 50.
Sure, exactly.
But there's
that's
already
all.
Assault rifles.
Yeah.
Right, I know.
I mean, if they weren't as easy to get a hold of as
because
all.
You
don't
need
know
a
how,
license.
I don't know if we get back if we can like get a do-over on that.
No.
And look, you say like in Australia, they took the assault rifles away and they haven't mm-hmm. had any of these events. Since
yeah,
they
and
did
like
that.
You can have like I have friends who like live in Europe or who live in like the UK or whatever, and you can have like guns, but like they come to your house and they're like the cops come to your house and they're like, we want to see that you have a gun safe and that you can pass like a test, that you know how to use this thing and clean it, and that your like bullets are stored safely and your kids can't get into it. Like, and
right, well,
and,
that's
and
good. I think that those
it.
Are good laws and
yeah,
things
that's
that are
common
helpful.
Sense stuff. And
yeah.
I feel like a lot of people like I actually watched a video today that was like. Hunters against the NRA. it was like, yeah, we want to keep our guns. And like, if you guys don't all get your shit together, they're going to take them away. Like, we don't want our guns taken away. So like, get your shit together, get your stuff in order and like pass gun, like common sense gun laws and shit. So that like this mm-hmm. shit doesn't keep happening and it doesn't make us look bad, basically.
And Reno, like, Reno is it? Reno and Nevada are fairly, well, I should say Reno and Vegas in Nevada are fairly liberal areas. But we got to remember that half of the country doesn't want any gun regulations. Like,
oh yeah,
the,
no,
like,
for sure. Well, it's I think
we don't get to just like tell those people that they yeah. can't do shit. I mean, we all have to figure out a solution together.
That's why I think
I
like,
say
it's,
don't shoot people.
I
that would be
I think
so
that's
great.
Why it's interesting hearing from like hunters and like responsible gun owners yeah. who are like, yeah, like it's totally cool if you like do background checks. We don't care. Yeah. Like we're like
yeah, they don't care.
They don't care. Like, they're responsible and, like,
no, they don't have
legal,
any reason to be worried
gun,
about it because
yeah.
they're responsible people
it's,
who are committing
totally.
Gun violence.
But just,
so it's like, just like, let's do good, like, background checks and, like, it's all good, right?
Rachel,
remember,
have you ever shot a gun on acid?
Not on acid.
You have shot a gun?
A gun, yeah.
It's awesome on acid.
I have something really important to say, you guys.
Yeah, yes.
All right.
Okay, so it's like you don't need a license or a background check to buy a gun from a private party, okay?
Right.
Guns are out there. Guns are happening. Right. Like, there's a shit ton of them out there.
You can buy them illegally from
anybody. You can buy them illegally from anyone. And sure. I know millions of people.
Oh, yeah. No,
not
know,
millions
like,
of
yeah,
people, but
yeah,
like a good amount of people that can... that have bought them and that use them and like responsibly or irresponsibly, but like a big part of the problem too is like bullying and school issues where like kids, like when something is wrong, it's like the end of the fucking world, mm-hmm. you know? And you feel like you have to like defend yourself. And like, I remember before when I was being picked on, it was like, I'm going to learn karate and I'm going to kick all your asses. Yeah. Like, I was a dork, okay? I was totally a nerd.
When was that? I've known you since you were like 10 and you've
always
been
like
cool,
Mikey.
You're like
the most badass person.
This was
like
in fifth grade and nobody liked me. Right. Everybody hated
That's
me.
That's before I knew you.
I was in a new school and I was like so bullied and walking home from school was really horrible. But it's like the guns, like whether you get them legally or not, like you can even get them from your parents, like safe if you're paying attention or from your house or whatever. But like we just all need to be kind to each other and think about how we're treating each other because it makes a big difference in a little kid's life.
Mm-hmm.
Like you might make a drastic decision and not realize what's going to happen to everybody else.
Well, and your life is over.
Yeah.
When you make that
and you're
and
totally
somebody
fucked.
Else's too, and maybe several people.
I'm not saying like it's all bully kids. It could be a crazy kid. It could be like just a jerk asshole.
Well, there is
kid.
Mental illness is, there, is a real thing.
A percentage of the population is never going to fit in.
But if you think of the people, the kids that make each other kill themselves because they are so bullied and just shit like that, I think that's a big part of it where like.
And that's actually really the majority of gun violence is suicides. Like there's a
huge
and that's I feel like the kids who are bullied and depressed or whatever are more likely to commit violence against themselves versus other people.
Our kids are mean when you're different and you don't fit in.
But they do actually commit crimes against each other too and hurt each other.
So were we all nerds?
If you're a
I think we
I definitely
were.
Was.
I was.
Because I mean in
Nick
high
wasn't.
School.
I was. Yes.
Nick
Come
was
on.
Pretty cool.
I got called faggot every day. Fucking
well, but that's cool now.
Back in my
day. That turned cool like the next year.
Like we're all cool now, but
I was bullied. I was bullied terribly
in high
school.
There was never a day that I didn't think if I had had access to a gun in high school, there was never a day that I didn't think I wish I could come here and kill everybody because I hate this so much. And then I discovered drugs. And that made it all okay.
Once you meet the people like you and you got friends.
Yeah, once
you
start selling the drugs to the popular people, they accept you.
So, well, really, that's the thing is community. And this kind of
what happened
like,
to me.
I kind of have like a weird thing to talk about. I was actually asked by the principal of the Gardnerville High School to come talk to they're kind of like they have like this like life skills sort of class for like kind of like troubled kids or like not troubled kids, like I hate to say that, but like kids from like more like disadvantaged backgrounds or whatever, and they wanted me to come in and talk about like my career path and how I went from like where I was to doing what I do now, like on a podcast and like concert promoting and stuff like that.
Where were you?
Well, I was a nurse. Like, I grew up in a cult. I grew up in the Jehovah's Witnesses, and I got married very young. I got married at 21, and I went straight to, you know, I worked as a nurse for the last 20 years, and I worked really hard, and I just kind of went marriage, college, work, divorce, holy fuck, what do I do with my life? And then I came to Reno and fell into the music community and kind of like started my life over. I mean, I was still like nursing, I was still doing the thing, but then I had like a life altering injury, which has resulted in me not working for the last 2 years. And my friend Sarah, who's actually the principal at the high school, was like, "Your story is really inspiring. I want you to come talk to these kids who are kind of floundering and they don't really know what they're doing with life, and she feels like that I could give them some wisdom or whatever joining a community, basically, like music as a community and like how I kind of found like roots and stuff
just showing up to shows and becoming friends with everybody, yeah. which is why I'm here.
It's good for those people to know that there's so other good, people yeah. like them, and they totally, just need to yeah. find them.
Well, and because this class is full of, you know, weirdos like us is what it was, what I was getting at is like I get to go talk to a class full of weirdos like us.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds fun.
Dude, you know, but I never ever felt like I fit in anywhere I was ever. And then somewhere along the way, as I became an adult and got better, I realized that was all in my head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did fit in. Mm-hmm. I just yeah. didn't feel like I fit in.
And I think that's just part of being a young person.
It is
too.
Part of being
it's hard.
A person.
But yeah. that but it gets better. Like oh, you yeah. grow out of it yep. and you yeah. and you find
yeah,
your
if
place.
If you just wait it out and it sucks,
and don't
it
kill
sucks.
Everybody.
It feels like every
don't
day.
Don't kill anybody. Don't
feels
kill
like
yourself.
Every day is the end, but it's not.
It's not.
Just hold
for
on.
Sure.
Yeah.
And everything's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
And then find your like weird tribe. Like go to fucking yeah. shows and or go to whatever it is that you
whatever
are,
you like to do.
Like
there's
to
somebody
do.
Else
go
who likes to do
games.
It.
Yeah. Go to whatever and like
D&D,
whatever it
pilots,
is.
Yeah. Whatever you're into. Sports.
Open mic. Yeah, open yeah. mics, whatever, comedy, whatever it is. Comedy. You just got to find your like little like thing that you are good at or that you're interested
gambling.
In. Maybe not gambling yeah. and drugs.
The fun.
Nick.
Well, what are you talking about? Okay.
Maybe not oh, meth. Let's not do meth.
Right. Bingo? I mean, is that what you meant by gambling?
Totally.
Bingo.
No,
positive
but I mean like
stuff.
Like find your community, mm-hmm. find your tribe, like yeah. be part of it.
Definitely.
And, yeah. So.
Well, we've been so serious.
How about
yeah.
we have a lullaby? Can we have
this.
A lullaby?
Nice I love this tribe. I love her tribe. And I just want to say that when the women march and when the children march,
yeah.
the men better fucking listen up. You
Hell
know
yeah.
what I mean?
Or what?
Yeah.
Or
they'll be left behind.
Okay.
Yeah. Or,
like, by history.
Or hurt the women and children, mm-hmm. I guess, yeah. if that's your thing. Like,
Let's
if you don't
do
want
that.
To listen to them.
Yeah.
Nope. You know what I mean?
You'll be left behind by history.
I respect everybody.
I respect it. And I respect their
Good
right
answer.
To get together and say what they want like that. I think
Organic.
That's
They do have a right to do that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I agree. Yeah. Let's have a lullaby.
Okay. Yeah.
Are we ready to do the
let's
thing?
Let's see. Well, how much time do we have? How many should I just like, do a
time.
Couple more songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not doing a quiz this week because y'all both have taken it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, boring.
We know what kind of meat we're going to be.
I'm where you're going to put it.
It's all music.
Well, this is all like a little less of a lullaby, I guess, but totally fitting for the month because the first song I ever wrote, and it's about my wonderful friend Amy, who when Buster Blue was touring, realized what hot messes we looked like and made us come in and she did our hair and at least did a little, you know, like she made me look really awesome. But we have the same birthday, which is coming up April 5th,
Ooh.
my 30th birthday. I don't know. I haven't celebrated a birthday in so long, I don't know. But this song is about her and for her, I guess. Oh, I know this woman named Amy. She's the rattler of my boots. I learned to play this little guitar so I could write her a song and tell you all of my truths. I came to her dripping black and gray, and she washed me down in her sunset clay. Oh, my Amy, I just can't get enough of you. Oh, this woman, she's not messing around. She runs purple through my hair to make the sun go down. She knows a man, oh, Louis, he holds all her keys. Maybe he's got a spare one for me. Oh, that Amy, she's got a quick cutting in. Cut your ear right off if you hear the wrong plan. She understands, but in any woman I know, you gotta bleed a little bit to put on the show. Oh, she's driving me wild, just sipping around, running her fingers through the hairs of all the boys in town. Look out for the one that they call the princess. She's got a drink that'll put the hair all over your chest. Oh, I must confess, I never want to grow old, but when I do, I know she'll still be painting me gold. How can I tell her I love all her ways? Maybe I can tell her on our birthday. Oh, that Amy, she's got a quick cutting hand. Cut your ear right off if you hear the wrong plan. She understands, but in any woman I know, you gotta bleed a little bit to put on the show. Oh, 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 look gown for the princess. She's snipping in that leather coat on the line, and she's sipping. Wash my hair away, my black and gray keeps dripping. Oh, Amy, Amy, I'm gonna. I've gotta tell this to you. Ooh, oh, 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 ooh, oh, 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 oh. Oh. Said it too much, but I don't care, honey. I'll say it again and again until it sounds real funny. Cause Amy, oh Amy, I just can't get enough, oh, of you.
Beautiful.
Man. Thank you.
How are you ever nervous with your voice? And oh my God. Dude,
nobody's ever going to write a song like that about me.
Oh,
I know. I would have if you didn't.
It was our birthday, and I was like, how can I repay this wonderful woman who's become a wonderful friend? And I was like, oh. I'll just do what every broke musician can do. Just try to write a song.
I don't think everyone can
make this for you.
That's like, a fucking special gift, Rachel.
Like on Valentine's Day and Nick's birthday, I read him a little weird song or
I
read him a poem.
I love that. Right.
And then you didn't give it to me for a long time. And then the day I wrote one about her, like she broke out her song.
Like, well, and it was almost exactly the same.
Cute. Yeah, no, it was weird because we both said the same thing in the songs.
I love that. I wrote raps for my boyfriend. I wrote raps.
Nice. Oh, that's
my romantic little side thing. I love to rap.
Do you know any off the top of your head? Just
you
want to
freestyle
little
out back later?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I could probably. Oh, my gosh. How did I start it?
You got like a you got a rap name?
Is there a certain beat?
And I, oh my gosh. Well, let's keep going. Let me remember it and I'll get it off. Oh my gosh. Let's see. How did I do that? Oh, Billy. Uh-oh, Bo Billy. Oh, Billy, it's your birthday. Ha-ha, it's your motherfucking birthday. Oh-oh-oh-oh-oh. Happy birthday, Bill. Don't let your drink spill. Got us some blue ribbon. Oh, it's gonna get real. Let me see. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, here we go. You thought this some oh wait, shit, I forgot it all. Oh, here we go. Okay. Okay, wait, I got it.
Here we go.
So December 7th was another Pearl Harbor Day. Recognize, bitches, because it's Billy D's birthday. Oh my gosh, now I can't remember. Oh shit.
That was
oh,
dope.
Okay. Well, that wasn't that great, but that was the I sang the chorus, and I'm probably going to remember it all after. We're
I totally
done.
Just did that with my mouth. Check this out.
That's why I married him.
Oh. That's perfect.
I totally made that with my mouth.
It's like a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Oh,
guys.
I just suck his dick. Hey. You pipe down in there, Nick.
That too.
Just stick that in anywhere, right?
That for was good the reason. Best. I need it.
Oh, welcome back.
Hi.
Well, Cadillac Kim's back in the room. It's been a long show. We've had to take some pee breaks, all of us. Rachel, do you have any shows coming up?
I do. So actually, I am also one of my projects, or well, not my projects. One of the things I'm involved with is the Alchemist Theater here in Reno. And so I'm the music director for that group. And I took over, I think about a year ago, as the music director. And that was another thing that I was like, oh, I don't know if I can do this, but I'll just say, okay. And it's been really fun. And so we have a show this upcoming Wednesday, and the theme is passion. Ooh. And it's
like
it's spiritual, all-encompassing kind of church-like theater.
So the Alchemist,
but we want everybody there. Like whatever you believe in, whatever you don't believe in, that's what we try to reach. Is just for everyone to feel welcome and hopefully get something out of what has to be said. But it's really
that's
fun
because
nice. I get to, you know, just learn songs and provide the music for that. So we have little segues. And
cool. Where's the location of that?
That will be over at the Center for Spiritual Living. And I believe 7:30 is the the kickoff or kickoff. It's not football, but 7:30 is the downbeat.
Now, is this thing that you're doing? Is it connected to the Center for Spiritual Living always, or does it go to different places?
No. Well, so I guess we use that space for our monthly show, and then sometimes we'll go out and do like an unplugged show, and we'll just I will either pull from songs I already know, or we'll kind of like just jam and make up the songs as we go. Which is really fun. So,
is that at 7:30 p.m. on a Sunday?
7:30 p.m. actually on a Wednesday. I didn't say that.
Okay.
This upcoming Wednesday, which is the, I don't know.
Actually, so.
Oh, it's going to be something. It'll be.
This show comes out on Wednesday night or Thursday.
Oh, okay. Mm. So it'll be yesterday.
So months from when you hear this.
Yeah. So it'll already have happened. But it was awesome. I will be playing for the Loudest Folk anniversary show.
Oh, the 7-year anniversary.
Which so I'm exciting. Really excited. Spike has always been awesome to include me, and I've done a couple shows with.
Wait, what do you mean Spike's been awesome to include you? Like,
well, Spike's lucky to get
Spike's
you.
Lucky to get
Don't
you.
Give that guy a big head.
Don't even. Like,
well, he'll agree.
Okay.
He'll agree.
He will agree.
I'm really excited to play, so that'll be fun, and hopefully I'll have Elise there. She was going to join me tonight. My drummer girl.
Oh, what happened with
Kim's
that?
Girl.
She's my
Kim's drummer girl.
Easy. I will fight you.
I know. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You can marry each other.
Yeah.
Woman empowerment.
As long as everyone gets the same attention.
Elise is amazing, though. I love.
Kim's gonna start her own cult.
Getting together.
I was in a cult. I could do it.
She knows how to do it. She's got all the
cult experience.
She's very organized.
It's true. Since Kim came to work for us, man, the numbers have doubled.
Oh, you got that right.
It's fucking crazy.
The cult of the worst little podcast. All right. We've already got a reverence.
All right. Well, I want 10%.
We've already got a reverence. So
I'll be a doctor.
Half-ass reverend, though.
Rory's a reverend. I'm a doctor. Yeah.
Thanks, faggot.
I'm a spaceship pilot.
Like high school.
Oh, my God. All right. So this week, I have a couple of things to talk about. Georgia Maestro of our good friend Georgia of Push Fox.
Yep. Yeah,
Is playing with True Violet, a band from the Bay Area, at St. James Infirmary this Thursday night. Then we have a couple of things Saturday. One thing that might make, I mean, I'm going to be there. It's Mothership to Reno 2018, formerly known as Tranny Shack, which I'm totally fine with the former, formerly known as. But yeah, that's going to be at...
Are there a bunch of trannies there?
Yeah. Wait, you don't know what this is?
Yeah. I don't.
Wait, Rick, do you not know?
No, I haven't gotten
out of the
I bet you 90% of our listeners don't know what you're talking about.
So this is like the 20th anniversary or some shit.
20th.
From San Francisco. So a bunch of fucking drag queens get on a bus from San Francisco and drive up to fucking Reno and party and like do like drag shows and shit for us at like local bars.
Rad.
To Reno. Every year they go from San Francisco to Reno.
I love that.
Because they think Reno
for
is 20 rad.
20 years and Rick didn't know about it?
No, and for
I've
years.
Probably seen them.
So
I've probably seen them.
For years.
We probably slept here.
My favorite year was there was this one drag queen who did this like interpretive dance outside, like where he like birthed himself from a vagina. It was like a giant fucking vagina. It was like 6 feet tall.
Ooh,
and he
on.
Jumps through it and it was
You've
fucking beautiful.
My interest.
It was hilarious as fuck. But they used to call it Tranny Shack. Now they call it Mothership because they're being PC or whatever. But yeah, so that's Saturday night.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Yeah. Not allegedly. No, they're
fine.
Pretty.
A couple straight trannies in there.
Yeah. Probably not.
What is
no.
a straight tranny anyway?
I don't even know.
Don't ask me.
Oh, it exists.
Yeah, like Hedwig.
I'm sure it does. Everything
well,
it
a trans. Okay, so like that's not a tranny. Like, yeah.
Well, Hedwig's married to a lady tranny.
But
so,
are they
I
like,
mean, what is
okay,
that?
Well,
a girl who dresses like a guy.
Whatever floats your boat, bro.
Whatever, yeah. We've got
love, babe.
Yeah, just exactly. love.
The All heart right. wants what
so,
the heart wants.
So if you're not going to Tranny Shack on Saturday, you're going to go see Grim Tones at Shays with Void Vader and Disastroid.
Fuck yeah.
You got that right.
God, if there could just be trannies at that show.
Oh, God. We should bring the Mothership after party to Shays.
Oh, my God.
That'd be awesome.
Trannies at the Grim Tones show. Fuck yeah. I'm down. And then we got Boss's daughter
Fuck
at
yeah.
Sierra
yeah.
Tap House, which is fucking weird. Just gonna throw that out there.
I've seen some stuff there before.
Sierra Tap House does not seem like the appropriate venue for Boss's daughter.
I hope someone goes through the window.
But I'm gonna go. I know. I'm like
just
something.
Stare at him through the
something
window.
Bad yeah, is like gonna happen. There's gonna be experiment. There's just gonna be some like broken pool cues.
Someone's gotta go through it.
Maybe, or something. Maybe a couple homeless dudes.
It's gonna be crazy. So let's do that. And then Nicking is next Tuesday. And Redfield Clipper next Wednesday. We love Redfield
Clipper.
Yeah,
we Clipper. Do.
They've been on the show. They're good supporters cool. of us. And they're fucking badass. So yeah. go see them. That's what I got. Does anybody else have anything this
well,
week?
Well, I wanted to talk a bit about hand safety. Like I've talked to you guys about gloves and stuff before and about wearing the right gloves for the right thing if you're fucking around with something and cut your finger. Good but that point. Glove's not going to protect you from like a bad pinch point or a crushing injury. So watch your hand placement also. Like right. keep track of where your hands
what
are.
What makes you say this? Like, did you hurt yourself?
Well, 50% or more of all job site injuries are hand injuries. Mm-hmm. And those gloves might protect you from a cut. They might protect you from a lot of things, wear and tear on your hands. But watch your hand placement because something falls on your hand. It's not that glove's not going to help you at all.
Oh, yeah. The glove might not even keep all the blood in. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the blood comes right through the glove. From what I've seen.
Right out.
This is not.
But
funny.
If you do smash your hand early in the day at work, just leave that glove on until the end of the
there
day. Yeah, because you're asking
just
for trouble.
Tie it off. That's smart. Like.
But also hand placement. That's all I wanted to get to. So.
What about you, Mikey? What do we got?
Safe.
What do we got the next like week or so?
Hand placement. I would also like to plug.
Hand placement is very important.
Now, hold
on.
So is
gloving. Hold your lover's hand.
Aww.
Be mindful of where you put your hand,
mm-hmm.
you and always concentrate on what your hand is doing.
Yeah, I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there. Sometimes
it's very considerate.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's going to save your hand sometime, maybe.
I love it.
Yeah. So you can put your hand down your lover's
hand. You're going to have your hand someplace. Yeah, that's not an unsafe place. That's really a nice, soft, warm place.
If you had your hands down your lover's pants, you wouldn't have been smashed in the hand with
that
hammer.
The odds of my hand getting smashed down my lover's pants are low.
Just wear gloves in there.
Wow.
Okay. I don't have anything coming up for this week except for that.
I don't have something this week, but I have something in the near future.
Tell us about it, Rick.
Hate to share, Johnny Thunder Piss's band is having a show on Wednesday, April 11th at Jub Jub's. And you can buy tickets on sale at Carson City locations, Skeleton Skin Tattoos, Hooligan Tattoos, District Ink Tattoos, Wheelhouse Skate Shop, The Hot Spring Smoke Shop, and Retro Replay. But if you don't want to go to Carson, I don't know, you could probably hit Johnny Thunder Piss up on Facebook
or
it's
easy to find.
Or just go to fucking Carson.
Jub-Jubs.
Fuck,
if they're playing at Jub-Jubs.
Then you could just go there and get the tickets. But I guess they're cheaper if you buy them ahead. And it's on a Wednesday, but that'll be fucking rad. So.
Okay, is anybody playing with their band?
Investors to the Dead?
Huh.
I don't know. That's what it looks like, but I don't know.
New music night, because this is Johnny's new band, right?
Fuck yeah. And so I'd love to see like what the fuck he's doing right now. Yeah. I gotta work, but whatever. That sucks.
Yeah, Johnny's cool, and he always helped us out at the... at the one in Carson, the big festival they had down there,
one
place.
And he was on the podcast. What was it called? And when his band, what is that place called? The Hot Spring Place?
Sassafras
is rad as fuck. Wait, they had him play there?
That's a good spot.
Sassafras is great for like folk musicians and stuff.
It's good
and
for
they play
lunch.
Really well. It's good for
and
lunch. Yeah, their food
right
is fucking rad.
Yeah.
And it's right by the hot springs.
Yeah.
Like, it's a perfect date because you're like, we're going
to
go do
and
both.
And it's on the north side of Carson, so you don't actually have to
like
drive
dinner
through to get to it.
They do like dinner and a show, and then you can go fucking like.
Get a private room at the hot springs.
The new freeway. You can be there in 30 minutes from downtown Reno.
For real.
Mr. Dowd, none of those people are your friends.
Rory doesn't go there. Or maybe he does.
He's not
thanks, faggot.
Do we have what do we have next?
Oh, let's do another Rachel song. Rachel said that she's got some acapella
song. Should we do that one now?
Some
okay.
acapella
we're all
songs.
Getting
I mean, honestly, like
with our
I don't know how well I'll
percussion
be able to
instruments.
Like, direct you guys, but I feel like just go for it. Hear something, just go.
What, Rick? What?
And you will no. I just want to say that I'm going to be playing my maracas that are Mexican maracas that were given to me by a real Mexican.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
You know, that's coming.
I've got a tambourine with no bells on it that was made by a real authentic douchebag.
A real douchebag myself.
Some of my family's Mexican. I got that. It's okay.
before we go, let's. Kim, do you
want to? Oh, and then after this, I think we should come back and say goodbye, and then we're going to play her one more shame song.
Oh,
we
do a shame song. Oh. Yeah.
So we've got more stuff to go.
Yes. All right, let's get to this.
I just have to say that I am loving the shame stuff. This is my first night meeting Mickey. You're a badass.
Really? Will you be my friend?
Oh my gosh, please.
We never talked about how hard it was to be a woman in Reno music.
We haven't. Yeah. We'll talk about that after this.
Just quick.
Okay, I'll go for it. Okay. I always hope I start this one right because the only reason I have some a cappella songs are because I'm not great at the ukulele and accompanying myself. So I just like these are ones I've never written music for. So I just hit my case. Okay, let's see. Early in the morning, my grandfather told me I got my name from that apricot tree. He said, "Girl, sip on some of this sweet carotene if you wanna grow beautiful just like me." I don't claim to know the things that I'm talking about. I just know when I go, you're gonna let it all out. Oh, my granddaughter, you better hear my words. Cut your hair outside and leave it for the birds. And always put pepper on your cantaloupe. Always put pepper on your cantaloupe. Always keep Tabasco on your inside coat. Always keep Tabasco on your inside coat. Don't trust no double dirty, dirty politicians. Don't trust no double dirty, dirty politicians. Cause they all just stealing without a gun. Cause they all just stealing without a gun. Early in the morning, my grandfather told me I drove my train through that living room. You see, he said, can't go swimming, I'll leave a ring in the tub. But I'm setting my sails for the L.A. River Yacht Club. My mother had a hedge clipping tongue, he said. You could see her from a plane and still know she was mad. Oh, but my big dad, he had a beat by two. Cause he'd pop out his eye, his little wooden eye, and he'd set it on the table and he'd say, I'm watching you. And then he'd say, always put pepper on your cantaloupe. Always put pepper on your cantaloupe. Always keep Tabasco on your inside coat. Always keep Tabasco on your inside coat. Don't trust no double dirty, dirty politicians. Don't trust no double dirty, dirty politicians. Cause they all just stealing without a gun. Cause they all just stealing without a gun. Cause they all just stealing without a gun, a gun, a gun, a gun, a gun, a gun. Yeah! Fuck yeah, you guys. That was awesome.
Not one lesson.
That was perfect.
I'm going to do that all the time
now.
You
guys are awesome.
Fuck yeah, that was amazing.
Thank you. That was fun.
I told Elise about that. Like, I sent her a picture of the egg shakers.
Oh, cute.
And she was like, God. Like, she sent me, like, a bunch of crying emojis.
Oh. She did tell me that. She's like, you have to do the song about pepper on your cantaloupe.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, so actually, that whole song is just pieced together things that my grandpa has always, like, told me or things that has happened to him. And I just was like, how can I, like, remember all of that? You know, I never got to record him telling old stories or something, but I just remembered enough that I was like, okay, so each little thing that I say is something different. That, like, but he wouldn't go swimming with us because he's like, I'm going to leave a ring in the pool, so I'm not going to get in. Yeah. And, like, you know, he would put pepper on his cantaloupe. He always had Tabasco on a little inside pocket on his coveralls.
Did he really?
That's
so sweet.
Always. And his shit. And he would say that about his mom, like, a tongue that would clip a hedge.
So, pretty sharp tongue.
Yeah, sharp tongue. And that was totally true. His dad, him and his brother would get in trouble and he'd make him sit on his bed and he'd pop out his little eye and he'd be like, I'm watching you guys.
Wait,
and
your grandpa?
My grandpa's dad.
Oh, your grandpa's dad. Okay. Yeah.
And he had like a whole drawer with his old eyes and my grandpa brother found him once. But I just, yeah, so each little part of that is a story.
Oh, that's so cool. And I guess he's not with us anymore.
No, he's not. Oh. Yeah. But one of my favorite parts of it.
Do you have one of his eyes?
I don't. That was my great grandpa.
I would have asked for that. I got
my grandpa's eyes.
I think
literally.
I think actually going through his house, they found a one of their uncle's teeth that they kept. Someone kept some teeth. So I have no clue. Cool. But one of my favorite parts of that is
people are weird.
My sister and I both have a ton of hair and he would always make us brush our hair outside because he's like, it's going to get all over. He's like, leave it outside for the birds.
Dude, I swear to God.
Make a nest with.
The next time we go to a restaurant and they put that useless piece of cantaloupe on your fucking table.
Oh, yeah.
On your plate. But I'm going to totally put pepper. I've never even thought to do that.
Oh, he loved it.
My dad puts salt on everything, so it's not weird that he salts all of his fruit. But pepper? Holy fuck. I got to try that.
He loved pepper. Yeah.
We go to breakfast. My daughter will eat 3 pieces of cantaloupe. Mine, my wife's, and hers.
I love
because
what are you supposed to do?
Happens.
Eat it? Yeah, put pepper on.
Like,
maybe
what
I'll
are you
try
supposed to do? Eat it?
Yeah.
Where does that happen? It happens at Pegs.
Pegs
does
exactly.
That.
Pegs does that. Yeah. That's what I was thinking because that just happened to me yesterday at Pegs.
Oh, man.
No, I got to go to Pegs now and fucking put pepper on.
I know.
Fuck
yeah. Huevos Rancheros are fucking awesome.
Oh, my God.
The coleslaw and shit.
Yeah. Now, if all 4 people order their huevos rancheros, there's no room on the table, man. It's like,
it's kind of hard to cut your food because it's got
your titties in your beans and stuff.
Perforated skillet that you eat on, but man, it tastes good.
Yeah.
Well, I got a couple of questions for both of these beautiful, amazing, talented, accomplished women in this room who I am kind of pretty much in awe of being next to. I'm gonna start with Mikey. Do you have anything to say about like what it was like? So how long have you been in a band in Reno?
I've been playing in band since about 2002, I think.
Okay.
2003 maybe. It was with the Primes, also with Penny. And it was a 3-piece and I was just learning and I didn't know how to sing yet. And so Penny kind of took me under her wing and, like, taught me how to sing and play at the same time. Now, like, it's like, you know, you go through certain periods in your life where you do this or do that or you're in love or you're not or you're working hard. And, like, music for me has always been kind of like writing stuff down, how I feel, and then getting the courage to sing about it because a lot of the songs that I wrote in the beginning, like, I would hide. Mm-hmm. Even from my most precious best friend where I would, like, not even show her what I wrote because I would be afraid that it was stupid.
Aww.
But you know, like, and like between Penny, Nick, like, my parents, my family, like, we've always been a very musical bunch of people, and I had a lot of encouragement, you know, playing music with everybody and just kind of jamming. And
You're primarily a bass player, right?
Yeah. I play bass and I sing, but, you know, like, sometimes I just sing and sometimes I just play bass, like in Eddie and the subtitles, I just rarely sing. But I don't know, it's been a really fun time, like, learning and knowing all the people and making friends and, like, all the different bands that everyone else has been in, and then it kind of, like, merges all into each other, and then you're like, know everybody from other bands we've been in, but... yeah, I mean, I really haven't had very many negative experiences because I don't, like, try to let that affect me as far as, like, if dudes put you down, like, you know, you always get that, you're good for a girl or whatever, and it's like, fuck you, watch this, you know?
Yeah, like, I was going to ask, we talked to Michelle last week about that, where she was like, well, Rick was saying, like, I've got the studio guitarist who's, like, the best guitarist you've ever heard. She's going to – or they're going to blow your mind. And then, like, Michelle walks in and they're like, oh, she's a girl.
Not like, once has anybody ever questioned
it. Yeah, no, they're like, oh, okay, you know. But, like, yeah, Elise gets you're pretty good for a girl or whatever, you know. But,
yeah.
Or and you're a girl bass player. You're a girl musician.
That just never stops. They just look at you, like, and they think, like, a certain way. But you just have to –
then
play
your
anyways
to,
and like use it to make you feel angry to get the songs out for
and
your
that's,
angst
I love and that's a, you know I love female musicians that's a thing that male musicians don't have to do
and so when like, when you listen to each other's albums and you're like what do you think
like,
what do you think of mine like you know.
So you've been in a band for almost 20 you've been in several bands for almost 20 years in Reno. Do you have any advice or like what do you
just play what you feel and write what you feel and don't be afraid to sing it and sing it hard and and like just sing until your voice hurts. Just like do it and like don't give a shit about what anyone else thinks, because you're the one that like gets that hair up sticking up on your arm when you sing harmonies with somebody and you love it, you know. Whether it be with Nick or with Penny or whoever I'm playing music with, you know, you just, and Cyril too, like with the rhythm section, and now the new band, Eddie, and the subtitles, now I have Scott, who's my new rhythm section. Like, it's just awesome to play with people. So just enjoy it and don't give a shit what anyone else says about you, because you're rad.
That's bunk rock.
I love you so much.
I know.
You're right? Like making me tear up. I'm
we
like,
all do.
We're kindred spirits. This is the best.
I know.
I feel like we had a couple of generations of music. Like, I mean, you've been in like 2000. When
like
did you start playing?
2007, I think, is when Buster Blue. Yeah. When I joined Buster Blue.
Yeah. Things were different when you started. Like, I mean, I remember coming of age in like 2001, 2003, 2004 ish in Reno. And things were not like they are now.
Yeah,
I was, to put it lightly.
I was a nerd for a really long time. But not like I'm super like, cool now.
I just
or
mean
anything,
like the music scene cool. in general.
I think you're pretty cool.
You are really cool.
I've known Mikey for almost 30 years, and
she's
even when she was
right?
She was awesome. Like when she was like in elementary school, she was listening to awesome music in her room all the time. Her brother and I are old friends.
She was always
and
badass.
We used to just be partying and stuff all the time. Nice. And Mikey would just kind of be hanging out in a room but listening to rad records and just, you know, being a cool kid.
That's awesome.
I do feel like Reno, I feel like right now is a good time for a woman in music in Reno. And I feel like that's because
a lot of great talent.
I feel like that's because of people like you, Mikey. Like really. Thanks. And I feel like because like when I first started going to shows way back in the day, it wasn't like it is now. That's kind of the point I'm getting at, is like things have changed a lot.
Thank you. I have my friends and my friends in music and the different bands I play with to thank for that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We have a lot of like really awesome like forebears of women music.
Yeah. You guys are setting a great example, hopefully future. I mean, it's you know, girls can kick ass.
Yeah.
If not as good, better
and
than
we
anybody.
Are. You know, and we've had.
We'll
and
fucking kill
is,
you.
Yeah, you got that right.
This has been an amazing month of women led, like female fronted bands or women musicians. We've had some really amazing performances on the show.
Great.
And I feel like this is a really good way to cap this off with Mikey and Rachel, two of the people that I admire most in Reno music. So
thank you so much.
Yeah, not just the two of the room. Most, not two of the women I admire most, but two of the people I admire most.
Thank you.
In music. Yeah. In Reno, so
they're both great musicians,
and
they're women, and they're great women.
Yeah.
But you know, what's great is that the next show we have. April 9th, because we are taking off April Fools because we're superstitious and Dogwater Dick has some shit he has to do.
I'm so sorry.
April 2nd was the day.
April 2nd.
Right.
April
1st.
I'm so sorry.
It's Easter. He's got a date with Jesus. It's fine.
It's awful.
It's actually
Jesus
the day after Easter. So
he's
you know.
Got a date with Jesus.
I love me some Jesus.
I was like, Lord, can we do it on Tuesday? He's like, no, you got to cancel the show.
No.
We had a pretty good guest book that night, too, but we'll make it up someday.
We'll figure it out.
But April 9th, we got Alphabet Quill.
Oh, yeah. That's
going to
be fucking rad.
Yeah.
From the Shames.
Yeah. Dude,
and
that
Leah,
is so awesome.
Who's another strong woman who was doing it way back in the day in bands.
I'm
like,
excited for that. Yeah.
She's one of the few.
The
very,
Star,
she's
God.
One of the godmothers of Reno punk rock, too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Darren's been he does more to promote Reno than just about anybody. I mean, not necessarily promote Reno, but he keeps Reno. Rad old Reno shit alive.
Oh my
God.
Absolutely.
I never know the schedule. I'm so excited that's our next show.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
April 9th, April 9th, our recording will be, and that will come out
whatever Wednesday
that
is.
Days,
whatever,
yeah.
11, 12,
Alphabet Cult's on the schedule. So I'm pretty sure there will be a lot more women on the show anyway, but it was nice.
I'm working on it.
You always get rad.
To designate March, and I think we'll do this next year too.
Fuck yeah.
Always designate March for our ladies, because... We love them.
Can't wait for next March.
Love the ladies.
Love the ladies.
We all had to say it. I literally love the ladies. So.
Me too.
Hey now.
Me three.
Not
I guess
Rick.
Now we're at
not Rick.
I like Dick.
He's like, not it. Same. Not it. No.
Like I've said before, it's a nice place to visit. I just wouldn't want to live there. I'm always amazed at how much you feel like a man when you're having sex with a woman.
Wait, have you had sex?
I never done sex.
Are you not a porn star?
No.
Oh, okay.
And like as a
Rick's
as
what
a
you
grown...
call? He's called a poonhound.
That's a good band name.
No, and as a gay adult, I have like been like, you know, there have been times I've been like, yeah, let's try it.
And you're still like, eh.
No, it's fun.
Yeah.
I want, it's not like, I'm not one of the gay, those gay guys that's like, oh, it's gross.
Ew.
Yeah, ew, vaginas.
No. So you're like borderline bi, but you know you're fully gay.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question that men are far more attractive than what, I mean, sexually. But every once in a while I've been like, and you know, and I got to say, last time it happened, I had been doing a little bit of meth. But,
that was a long,
time ago.
Hello.
It was over 12 years ago.
Oh,
but
wow.
It was great. I had a really great time. I don't think it was just the meth. I think
it was great.
Fun.
It was a great time. It was a totally great time.
Oh, wait, did you go down on this girl though, or did you just like have like P and V sex?
Of course not.
I think just
no
P and V sex.
P and V. All right. P&B. Well then, huh.
Just
mean...
the old P and V.
Meat and potatoes.
Nothing fancy. Cool.
That's man sex. Good job, Rick.
It's like 13 years ago. So.
Oh my gosh! I love that all the women are cracking up. That's such a good. I love that.
All right. Well, should we put this shit to bed?
Yeah.
Oh, so after we close out the show, let's have another shame song.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, that sounds good.
I wanted to say badass bass playing. I didn't realize you were the bass. You're the bass.
You.
Oh my god.
So amazing.
That's the first thing I noticed. I was like, yeah.
And when you see them fucking live, and they're both doing the vocals, and Cyril is just like trembling
so
cool. And covered in sweat.
Yeah,
and
man.
It's so awesome. Ass.
I love my bandmates. So they're awesome. Way better than I am. So
oh, well, whatever. Don't even, girl.
And we're going to close the show with my favorite song.
All right. So for the Worst Little Podcast, for Nick, for Rory, who's not here, for Rachel, for Chewy, and for Mikey and Rick and the interns and myself, thank you. Life is short, and we love you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
My kindness ain't for sale.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Just give it to me straight. anything particular that you fancy?
Dogwater Studios.
The thing that's attached to the typewriter.
See, I took microphone.